KFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
But truly, we thank God for grace and mercy. We thank you for being a grateful God, a loving God, and so much more. Most of all, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. Now, Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way on this morning. Father God, we continue to decrease in order that you may increase within us. Spirit of the living God, continue to fill us with more wisdom, more knowledge, and more revelation of your word. But most of all, we want the understanding that you have for us. God, we are grateful for what you are about to do. And we ask all these things in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn them to Luke, the 22nd chapter and the 51st verse. Okay, let's go to Luke, 22nd chapter, 49th through the 51st verses. Let us read. When they which were about him saw what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his ear and healed him. That was the King James Version. And I want to focus on Luke 22:51. And this is coming from the NIV version. It said, but Jesus said, don't resist anymore. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. The topic is wrongs that lead to rights. Wrongs that lead to rights. When Jesus was about to be arrested and crucified, the temple guards approached him. Peter said, this is wrong, and struck one of them with his sword. The betrayal, the false accusations, and the trial, the crucifixion, that was all wrong. But just as the other disciples were about to draw their swords, Jesus said, quit fighting these wrongs. They are a part of my destiny. The disciples couldn't see that these wrongs against Jesus was necessary to get him to the cross. It wasn't the enemy leading him into the wrongs. It was the hand of God, leading to a right decision. Come on, get somebody. Some things you are going through, the accusations, the betrayal. Come on, here, somebody. The trials that has been brought against you, the lying, the deceit, all manner of evil. You know it's wrong. But God said, don't fight the wrong. It is all part of your destiny. So in order to carry the true, authentic anointing of God, it requires a crushing. Many of us want the anointing. Many of us want the calling, but we don't want the sacrifice that goes with it. We don't want the trial that goes with it. We don't want the crushing that goes with it. We have to allow the crushing of our flesh, the crushing of our pride to take forth. It requires a sacrifice, people of God. The wrong will allow you to stand out. Oh, y'all not getting this. The wrongdoings will allow you to stand out. But watch this. The devil thought he made a spectacle out of you. But in the midst of the mess, God has turned it for a testament of his glory. Ooh, how you did hear bullshit? By raising you up in the midst of your enemies, by giving you beauty for your ashes. Too often we get stuck in the wrongs. Too often we get stuck in the setbacks, the position you didn't get, the hurtful things you don't understand. You don't know why they have came up against you. You don't know why they mistreated you. You don't know why they talked about you like that. It was all part of the plan. Huh? Even as Peter did, you will be tempted to fight. You will be tempted to tell them about themselves. You will be tempted to give them a piece of your mind. You will be tempted to get upset. You will be tempted to live frustrated and say, God, where are you? Why are you allowing this to happen to me? But no, people of God, God is saying, I am in control. Despite of what it looks like, despite of how it feels, despite of what they are saying, I am still in control. Stop taking matters into your own hands and allow God to fight for you. Glory to God. My God. So when Peter cut off the ear of the soldier, Jesus healed him like it never happened. I know it astonished the rest of them when they seen Jesus attach the ear back. Come on, somebody. I'm quite sure they had second thoughts about who Jesus really was. Come on here. God said he's getting ready to fix it like it never happened. Whatever your it is, God said, it's going to be as if it never happened. It was wrong, but he's getting ready to make it right. Those wrongs are leading you to a right position, the right breakthrough, the right deliverance. Hey, come to the ocean. Oh, my God. Quit fighting everything you don't like. People of God, flow with it. Because God is going to turn it for your good. Flow with it. Because God said he will never leave you nor forsake you. Flow with it. He said he never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed to beg bread. Flow with it. He said that I am with you always, even until the end of time. Flow with it. Ha. Ooh. And he said, no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Flow with it. People of God, you have to get through the wrongs to become who you were created to be. Somebody better get this. You have to get through the wrongs to become who you are created. Don't you know God knew everything about you before you were born? He also knew every situation you was going to face. He also knew how you were get upset so quickly until you want to handle things yourself. You are still learning how to allow God to handle everything in your life. I know, oh my God, to thee We have some independent, headstrong people in the body of Christ. Come on here, somebody. And you want to take matters into your own hands, just like Peter did. But there comes a time, where you have to sit back and allow God, oh my God, to declare vengeance. You have to learn how to allow God to fight your battles so you can rest at night. Come on here, somebody. So, allow him to make your wrongs into right. God is a forgiving God. That's all you got to do. Say, God, please forgive me. I moved ahead of you because I wanted to get back at the person for what they did to me. But once God teaches you, and once you get before, that's why God say this is the year. You have to stay prayerful. You have to get a closer walk with him like never before so you can hear him more clear. And it's going to even take more fasting and more sacrificing of yourself and your time so you can hear what the Spirit is saying. People say God is not talking. Yes, he is talking, but some of us are not listening because we want to move ahead of him. But don't you know every time we put our hands in it, we mess it up. Come on here, somebody. And once we go before him and mess it up, that's when we crying out to God, I'm sorry, I should have listened. And when we were just at the beginning, listen to him. And we would have never messed it up. So allow God to make every wrong that you've done, make it right. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God who is directing our steps to our destiny. Lord God, thank you that you are in complete control. And that we don't have to get stuck in trying to understand every wrong along the way. Help us, oh God, to allow you to make every wrong situation, every wrong thing in our life to make it right. Lord, help us to back away. Help us to place it into your hands because you can do far more better with it than we can. Father God, we believe, oh yes we do, we believe that you are using it to transport us to our purpose. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want you to know to allow God to have complete control, to make every wrong right. And to allow God to take you into your destiny. Don't fight the process, but agree with the process. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you need to reach me, you can contact me at 318-206-8953. And please visit my website, PatriciaJWilliams.com, where I have written many books to enhance your spiritual walk. And remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And always, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciaj.com.